Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Craig Sanborn. I live in Enfield Center, New Hampshire. I have only 2 points to make beyond the fact that I rise in support of HB 580, and everything that has been said by previous speakers can be considered as also coming from me. This map that I am handing out to the committee members is something that I have put together over the last couple of days, and it requires some explanation. I need to tell you that I am the Appalachian Mountain Club Trailmaster for Cardigan. This is a volunteer position, and I speak for myself, not as a result of 31 years' experience of taking care of the hiking trails on this and other hills, and the club. What I'm offering is the perceptions I have being the person in charge of trail upkeep for all those trails that you see in green on this map. What I am here to tell you is that the yellow outlines on this map are for proposed wind farms. The pink one is for Tenney Mountain up there to the northeast of us. The more northerly blotch there is the proposed Spruce Ridge wind farm from which we have heard today, and the three most southerly strips of yellow are the Wild Meadow wind farm, which is also proposed and from which we have heard much. What I am trying to get across to you is that these wind farms have a huge impact on the experience of the many thousands of hikers who hike these trails each year. I was talking with my colleague, the manager of Cardigan Lodge, the other day, and his professional estimate is that 8,000 bed nights a year at Cardigan Lodge and between 15 and 20,000 day hikers go up Mount Cardigan just from the east side. And since I also run the trail work on the west side, there is a proportionate amount from that side, given that there is no overnight facility. The point is that, as far as I can tell, the current standards by which the Site Evaluation Committee does its work does not pay sufficient attention or give sufficient weight to the aesthetics and the tourist business on which this area and this state is very dependent. But I did a little more research too, and now we come to my second point. I snoozled around on the internet and I went to the Site Evaluation Committee website, which has a very useful educational page for the benefit of everybody from the applicants for permits to the general public. And when you scroll down to the bottom of the text on that website, you come to this: proposed wind power siting guidelines with a date of May 29th, 2007. What we have there is a long and involved and detailed set of guidelines which are for the express purpose of siting wind power facilities. And they take in considerable detail all of the various aesthetic and environmental factors which are only alluded to but not actually set out and listed in the current RSA 621/H. Therefore, I am in favor of this bill passing. But I would also like to suggest that, at the very least, the proposed wind power siting guidelines from 2007 be put into full force and effect before there is any further consideration of any proposed wind power facilities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to call on Mike.